Hello everybody, my name is Joel Benicia for those of you who don't know you, and we're starting a very interesting series where I'm going to be doing a lot of CAM talks, and we're calling this series Dig Deep. See, I want to share a little bit about myself and a little bit about knowledge, and we're going to go through this step by step. I remember growing up that I was very arrogant. I was a kid. I always thought I was above everybody else. But something happened in my life when I was in high school, when I was year 12, something happened that changed my outlook on life as a whole. Looking back at it, I could almost say that what happened in year 12, some would consider it to be a curse, but I consider it to be a blessing. Because that's when I really started my self-growth. I started really to understand who I was, and I started understanding how to live effectively. I remember going through year 12 and failing at life time and time again, failing at school, failing. I was a complete failure, man. I came to the point of almost taking my life away. But I remember when I landed on a secret about me, I understood something about me. And I remember I read the Bible was where I went to. And I don't want you guys to start thinking, say, oh no, the Bible again, it's not religious stuff. No. See, I understood something, because I was a big hater of religion. But from the Bible, I was able to get something that I never really understood in life. I was able to get answers. I asked myself, I said, look, if for everything ever created, there is an instruction manual on how to effectively use the product with success, plus a warranty, why not that be the case with life? Can't there be an instruction manual to life? And so I was determined and I was desperate. I remember I got to a point where I was about to take my life away. And I even gave myself a deadline. I said, look, if I get to the end of this week and I don't see any results, my life will be taken away. And on another episode, I'll go through more details about things that happened in my life. But I want to tell you something. When I started growing and I started understanding me, I changed and I stopped living for the sake of living. I stopped existing and I actually started living. Because how many of us are just existing? And what made the difference is what I call and something called gift. See, it took me a while to be able to confidently make this statement. Because I had to research, I had to look out left and right and so forth to really understand if this really was what it is. I realized something very interesting. That in all created things, every single created thing carries two major components: a purpose and a gift. There is a scripture that says, a man's gift makes him great and brings him before great men. I came to a realization, understanding that every single created thing has been gifted with something within. There is nothing that is created or alive that does not carry a purpose and a gift. And that's the same for you. You also carry a purpose and a gift. A purpose takes you to the destination that you need to get to. And the gift is that very component. It's a tool that's going to make your life easy. It is a gifted tools hidden in earthly vessel. It hidden in this physical body. It is a tool that's going to help you surpass with ease. And when I talk about ease, people say, well, nothing in life is easy. You don't understand. It's not that the hardship won't come. It will come. But now you have the equipment to overcome. That's the difference. The difference between those who are able to overcome and stay on the low is the difference is the word gift. Those who know how to use their gift to the advantages to get results. And those who don't. That's the difference there. And I tell you this very moment that when I discovered my gift, everything rocketed from there on. I want to tell you something, that a value in the man's life comes from their gift. And you might say, Joe, elaborate on that. What do you mean? See, let me give an example. Let's have a look at an apple tree. See, an apple tree, the gift of a tree is, for example, an apple tree, its gift is it is fruit. Now, we only value an apple tree because of its fruit. We have no other connection. And if it does give any other benefits to human, that is one of the reasons why we value it. Matter of fact, the less you utilize your gift, the less value you get out of things. And so we scale things in life according to their value. And the value originates to gift. And gift must be served. It must be served. Now imagine if you discovered what your gift was. Because it's in you. You have a gift. And your gift is aligned to your purpose. And your gift is what gives you great value in this life, I tell you. Whenever you see you're receiving a great amount of value from the people around you, from the company you work for where you go, I'm telling you, you are subconsciously using your gift and you don't even know it. I'm an example of this. When I discovered my gift, I started learning how to refine it. And by refining my gift, I started utilizing it consciously. And there goes, my life skyrocketed. I went from a complete failure to collecting 12 scholarships, to going on crazy things, to going on winning awards here and there, to going in and changing my perspective of life, to becoming stress-free and depressed-free. I don't remember the last time I was depressed. I think it's five years now. I don't know what depression is. Why? Because I discovered that there is a way to live effectively in this life. And the first thing I want to recommend you is dig deep and keep watching our series. Keep watching this series, because we're going to start touching in how to discover your gift, how to discover your purpose, how to tap into it, how to refine your life, how to stop existing and start living. And it all starts with you. Decide this very day. Decide this very day, I tell you. Now, the value in that apple tree is the fruits that it gives us. You remove the fruit and humans have no value in that tree. We'll cut it down. Matter of fact, if you look at a tree as a whole, you can see that most of the reasons we leave trees hanging is because of the value it gives us. And it's the same case with everything in life. If we're only getting oxygen from trees and shade and so forth, then what value does it bring to humans? We'll cut it down. Every tree that does not bear fruit, that is not effective, that does not give or serve its gift, is cut down. Don't be that tree. Don't live a life, get to the end of it, without knowing the purpose or your gift.